You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right, you are with Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams live from the Right Side studios. Local, state, national, all the issues. Solid, conservative, and yep, just plain right. You may have noticed that was a new intro because guess what? Today is the day that we just spread our wings a little bit. Right Side Radio just syndicated, and today's the first day that we are broadcasting over half the state. So those of you that are joining us for the first time from our Birmingham affiliate now, we welcome you aboard from WXJC 101.1 FM, WYDE 850 AM, along with our own friends right here at 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. I can't believe I just said all that. I got it all out. And Copper's still running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing?
Hello, I am doing well. That rolled off your tongue very nicely.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I do have a cheat sheet taped to the top of my desk right now, just so you... All right, yeah, it's a big day,
it
Copper.
Is.
I mean, you've been here from the start, girl. We've this thing is just what happened. Where did this come from?
A year in, and man, you're moving on to bigger and better things. How does it feel?
It's bigger and it feels good.
It
feels great. I mean, I'm excited. I'm assuming the technology is working and the Birmingham's hearing us. But yeah, right now things are working well, and I'm excited. There are some things you can count on this show. Quality. We put a lot of time into resourcing. We also do the triple dipper. We have a lot of guests. We try to have a lot of energy. We have a lot of fun. Every single day, my goal, folks, is that this audience knows that we are out with a mission, and that mission is literally the four E's. We're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you so that you have those conservative, you know, nuggets of information. You can go have that water cooler conversation. You can go and talk to folks in the fast food line or deal with that crazy uncle at the Thanksgiving dinner table because you heard it on Right Side Radio. The other thing we do, aside from prepping the show for several hours to get ready to be on with you, is I every single day have a monologue. And so the first thing we do here after introductions and all that, I call it the Right Side Way. And so today, I'm headed into the Right Side Way to talk about the gray zone. I mean, have you ever heard about being in the gray zone? Think about it. Most things we would deal with in life are black and white. You can see the various things that must occur or recognize the desired outcome and what must be done to get there, but there's times when life gets really gray. Like a murky spot between right and wrong in which virtually anything can happen. And that's exactly where liberals want us right now. Because they know that when they can keep us in the gray, that life is without definition, then they can redefine life. It's a dangerous spot to be in. It reminds me of an epic automobile accident that occurred in Tennessee in 1990 on I-75 between Chattanooga and Knoxville. It's a stretch of road that I've traveled many times like a lot of you have. It was a cold day in the heart of winter, and a massive and unexpected fog descended on the roadway, and suddenly everything went gray. Now, this was a massive transportation accident. It occurred on the morning of December 11th, 1990, near Calhoun, Tennessee. The sudden, dense fog completely obscured the visibility of the motorist. Multiple vehicle collisions stacked on top of each other, and ultimately, 99 vehicles piled up and resulted in 12 deaths and 42 injuries. It was reportedly the largest motor vehicle accident in United States history when it occurred. There were warnings, but they were not effective. The northbound fog lights were reportedly not working on that day, and the southbound lights have been flashing continuously for who knows why for the past 3 days, and it was believed that some motorists had just chosen to ignore them. Well, like I said, the fog was sudden. One survivor described it as if a blanket was suddenly thrown across his windshield. The accident began, like I said, on December 11th, 1990, around 9 a.m., when a tractor semi-trailer slowed down in the southbound lanes. And this vehicle was quickly struck from behind by another tractor trailer that had failed to slow down. Both drivers were uninjured. They quickly exited their vehicles. But around that same time, then, a passenger car struck the second truck and was then struck by another semi-truck. And this collision, that third one, the fourth one, started a fire which killed the occupants of the car and quickly consumed the three vehicles. The accident then spread to the northbound lanes. When a passenger car slowed down near the side of the accident, the southbound lanes, and was subsequently struck by another car from behind. These vehicles were struck by one after another. It started a whole chain reaction. It quickly spread to other vehicles. Well, over the next several minutes, a series of chain reaction crashes occurred, which ultimately, like I said, consumed 99 vehicles, resulted in 12 deaths and 42 injuries. Some of the crashes even set off multiple explosions and fires. The crash site eventually extended an entire half mile long. Of the 99 vehicles involved in the crash, 72 of them were in the southbound, 27 in the northbound. I mean, when things go bad, they go bad in all directions and no one is spared. Many of the vehicles involved in the accident were damaged or burned beyond recognition, and others received only minor damage, but some of the injured, though, also received severe burns, and some of the victims' bodies were even burned beyond recognition. Multiple changes had to be made to the manner in which roadside fog is alerted to drivers. But by the time the changes were implemented, the damage was done to those in the accident carnage that day in December of 1990. Now, those drivers found themselves swallowed up in a sea of gray, unsure of whether to turn left or right, unknowing of the impending disaster, some moving with trepidation, but others moving with reckless disregard. Life in the gray has a tendency to get out of control quickly and with oftentimes disastrous results. So let me switch gears. Let's talk about life in the gray in the figurative sense as opposed to that literal automobile accident. Because life in the gray is exactly where liberals want you to be. Because when they paint life in gray tones, it removes absolutes. Oprah can tell you to follow your truth, which is as gray a statement as ever was made. If everyone simply follows their own truth, then there's actually no truth. You see, truth is not malleable. It does not bend to the whims of the latest fad or step aside for the latest polls. Truth is not gray. Margaret Thatcher, when she was Prime Minister of England, she was called the Iron Lady. She was once confronted by a testy reporter who took issue with whatever answer it was that she had provided and saying, "But madam, isn't that just the same old story?" To which the Iron Lady responded without a hitch, "Of course it's the same old story. The truth usually is the same old story." You see, liberals don't want you to be able to see things in absolutes. They want to tell you that a man who was born a woman can now be a man because that's their own truth. They want you to believe simply that because they say so, that a child in the womb is not a child until they pronounce it so. Liberals would have you to believe that there's nothing to see here when it comes to their green energy policies spiking the cost of gas at the pump. If they tell us the border is secure, we should acquiesce because they have redefined secure to fit their own agenda. Liberals would have you believe the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are outdated and that you should not lean so heavily on the civil liberties that you believe are absolutes because they say they are not. Liberals would likewise have you believe that if they spend and spend and spend, that government will eventually be seen as a successor of self-determination, and that you should recognize, for goodness sakes, the importance of government in all aspects of your life because they say so. You see, for liberal agendas to succeed, they must be allowed to redefine truth. And to be able to redefine truth, they must have you standing in the gray zone, unable to see which way to go. That's why, as conservatives, we must at all times grab hold of principles, bedrocks, statements of truth, real truth, and not allow ourselves to be moved into a fuzzy gray place by their truth. For instance, I believe that life begins at conception, truth, no gray. I believe that government has a role, but a minor one, in the advancement of humankind, and that self-determination and liberty must always be the starting point, truth, no gray. I believe the U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights are inherently just and are able to be strictly construed without bending or swaying, truth, no gray. I believe in peace through strength, that a nation must have strong borders, that appeasement of our enemies is a threat to our way of life, truth, no gray. I believe that green energy should be just one part of an all-of-the-above strategy, but that energy independence, first and foremost, should be maintained. That the green energy sector must be able to sustain itself without being propped up by the government. Truth. No gray. And lastly, one more out of an entire list that I could keep on going on. I believe that men are men and women are women, that men cannot get pregnant, and birthing people should actually be called mothers, because that's what they are. Truth. No gray. So these are position statements, principles, if you will. These are what it takes to resist the liberal effort to drag us into a gray zone where they can redefine truth and implement their agendas. Nothing good comes from hanging out in the gray zone. It's just like driving through a bad fog with a pileup of cars. There are indeed absolutes, and liberals don't want us to remember that. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there we go. Day one, syndication. Half the state of Alabama, I hope, is listening. I'm just telling you, folks. Liberals do not want us to understand that truth exists. They don't want us to go beyond what we know to be absolutes. They want us in their gray zone so they can redefine truth and pass their own agenda. That's how it happens. Resist to the end. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.